This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. No one has been watching the path of this hurricane more closely than Mark Schlefstein. He is the environmental reporter at the New Orleans Times-Picayune, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you explain how a hurricane striking New Orleans would be different than striking a city that's right on the coast like Miami?
Well, the biggest problem is that when storm surge in advance of a hurricane approaches a city like Miami, the land is basically acts as sort of a blocking action, and the water has to go up to get in to cause any damage. In New Orleans, your problem is that it's going to go over a levee and then sink down into the city, which is below sea level. And then it's just going to sit there until somebody can pump it out. In New Orleans' case, if that really does happen with this storm, that could take as long as 6 months to happen.
Now, do you also have the equivalent of a back entrance for the water into New Orleans, too, don't you?
Well, yes, we do. The water tends to build up in Lake Pontchartrain in advance as the hurricane is approaching the coast, and it continues to rise and eventually has a chance of overtopping the levees that are all along that lakefront and coming into the back of the city.
And now, Mr. Schlefstein, one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you as an environmental reporter is because the land has changed over the decades so much outside of New Orleans. How has coastal erosion changed the landscape there, and how does that affect New Orleans' chances of surviving a hurricane like this?
Well, for a hurricane as intense as this, it's really unclear as to whether or not just the loss of those wetlands would really make a huge amount of difference. But for smaller hurricanes and tropical storms especially, the loss of wetlands has resulted in some significant flooding events inland. The Wetlands Act is sort of a buffer for that storm surge. There's sort of a rule of thumb for every 2 miles of wetlands, you lose about a foot of storm surge.
Why are the wetlands disappearing?
Well, it's a rather complicated combination of issues. The historic levying of the Mississippi River and the channelizing of the river to make the sediment that it carries go off the continental shelf has led to that sediment not getting in and replenishing those wetlands. The wetlands themselves are sinking. You've got a combination of oil and gas production canals and navigation channels that have been built through it that have led to erosion. You've got nutria and invasive species that are eating them to death. And then you've got hurricanes like this, which basically tear up the fragile wetlands and turn them into open water.
How much damage was done by the last really big hurricane to strike New Orleans, Hurricane Betsy in 1965?
Well, in Betsy's case, what happened was that much of the eastern part of New Orleans was flooded, and there was stormwater that got into the central part of the city. It was a significant flood, and I think about a little more than 80 people were killed. Many people were caught in their homes and couldn't get out. They ended up drowning in their houses. They couldn't escape from the waters. And that's a similar sort of scenario that we're facing today, potentially even worse than Betsy. If this thing does come ashore as a 4 or 5 and keep that strength all the way into the city, we could have 20 feet of water in the city.
How much do people in this city where you live talk about this possibility?
Oh, unfortunately, they talk about it all the time. And especially the last few years as we've gone through this more active hurricane scenario since 1995, the more hurricanes that there are, the more opportunities that we've had to have to evacuate from the city in advance of these things.
Mark Schlefstein is the environmental reporter at the New Orleans Times-Picayune. Thanks very much.
Thank you.